Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. This weekend, I was inspired. Like every weekend, people in the Pump app shared their wins and struggles. One was getting back into training after finishing cancer therapy. One was training through the loss of two family members right around Christmas. And one was training to deal with depression and anxiety. They're all issues that people face every day. But the honesty is what impressed me, because each of those people, by sharing, will inspire many more people who might be quietly facing something similar. It got me thinking, why isn't the rest of the internet as positive and supportive as the Pump, where people know they can share their failures or successes and find support? And what if we could make it a little more positive? Answer to the first question is a choice. It's a choice made by the companies to encourage people to see things that make them angrier, meaner, and more bitter, because that keeps their eyeballs on the screen. But it's also a choice by all of us to go along with it, get angry and be mean. The answer to the second question involves all of you. What if we all chose not to play by the rules those companies set? What if we just decided not to go along with the negativity? I want you to think back and remember what you were like before social media. Were you a little happier, a little less angry? I don't think giving up social media is an answer for almost anyone, so I'm not going to challenge you to do that. I'm challenging you to not post anything negative. Don't let a tweet or a post make you angry. Move on. If you need inspiration and want to see what a community is like when people only build each other up instead of tearing each other down, use the 7-day free trial and check out the Pump. You can access it at the pump.app. Do me a favor and read the post titled Weekend Pump Club Hangout. If nothing else, I want you to smile from all the people lifting each other up just like I do. And you can see the positivity that is out there, but you don't need the Pump. You can also do this on whatever social media you use. I want you to pay attention to how you feel this week when you don't get angry or mean. We have the positive corner of the internet. Now it's time to grow it into a positive square. I know you can all do it. Now let's get to today's tips. You probably have heard the song, Spoonful of Sugar Helps the Medicine Go Down. With all due respect to Mary Poppins, you might want to remind yourself that just a teaspoon less of salt could make your blood pressure go down. That's because new research suggests that reducing daily salt intake by one teaspoon could reduce your blood pressure as much as taking hypertension medication. To be clear, salt is not all bad. In fact, sodium is an important mineral for muscle and nerve function, especially when you're active. But in the United States, people consume far more than the recommended amount. In this study, participants spent 1 week on a high sodium diet and 1 week on a low sodium diet. Blood pressure dropped in almost 75% of the participants following the low sodium plan, regardless of their starting blood pressure. And that applied even to people already taking blood pressure medication. And the changes experienced were similar to what people see when first starting medication to reduce blood pressure. However, this doesn't mean you don't need to take medication if you have high blood pressure. That is a decision to make with your doctor. While your body can tolerate salt, the problem is that most ultra-processed packaged foods are loaded with sodium. Sometimes one meal contains more than you need in a day. If you want to cut back, here are two changes to help you build better eating habits. First, find one packaged food you typically eat that's high in sodium and swap it out with something lower in sodium or a home-cooked option. Or just a healthy meal delivery service like Trifecta, which is like eating a meal prepared by a chef. And there's no cooking or mess. As a bonus for being a Pump Club member, you get 50% off when you use the code Arnold. Just visit trifectanutrition.com/Arnold and use the code Arnold at checkout. Also, for 1 week, measure out the salt you use when you cook. When you salt and season your food, limit to 1/4 teaspoon. This will help you better understand how much salt to use. You might use more at times, but the idea is to give you more awareness of the amounts that impact your body. Because a little bit of awareness can go a long way. Before I go, I have an important message. Daniel and Adam have shared all the ads on social media promising quick fixes. They say you'll lose weight in 4 weeks or build muscle faster than ever. I understand why this form of marketing is so tempting. If someone promises you a quick fix, it usually means you're about to trade a short-term win for a long-term loss. Those plans promising 4-week results are a trap. If I've learned anything, it's that you want to be surrounded by people who play long-term games. You don't need people telling you what you want to hear or what sounds best. You need people to be honest and share what you need to know, which sometimes is brutal honesty. It can be hard to hear, but when you accept that it comes from a good place and you put in the work and time and effort, that is when you'll truly see fantastic progress. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.